laugh like lightning, crash like thunder. I'm Robin Marsh, and thank you for listening to my podcast today. I hope we're going to have a good time here. I hope you're doing really well. I hope you're having a really good day, and I hope you enjoy this. I hope you enjoy me rambling for 10 minutes. I love you, whoever you are. I hope you're having an amazing week. And I hope you enjoy, you know. I just said that, like, I'm so sorry. I love you. Thank you for being here. Hi, I'm Robin. I'm 16. I like making friends. I'm a big fan of driving fast. I'm blind as fuck. I love boobs. I love my boyfriend. I like gross jokes. I like talking about my pussy. And most of all, I love Twitter. So to be honest with you, I don't really know where to go with this. I mean, like, I got all the time in the fucking world now that we're not going to school. But to be honest with you, you know, like, what's the fucking point of talking to myself all fucking day if I could talk to you instead, you know what I'm saying? So basically, if you're listening to this, I'm glad you could join me tonight. And I hope you enjoy me talking and rambling, because, you know, all I fucking do is ramble, and I repeat shit because I forget that I've said it. I forget a lot of things. It's my thing. It's what I do. I forget things. I'm kind of a nut job, I guess you could say. I'm not really, you know, there all the time. But you know what? It's okay. Because here I am. I'm thriving. I'm doing my schoolwork for the first time in, you know, 16 years. I don't think I've ever actually sat down and, like, done my work. But you know, that's okay. That's okay. I'm a C student. I'm aware of that. And, you know, well, I guess we'll see where this podcast takes us. I'm really excited to, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You're gonna learn that about me. I never know what I'm talking about. So that's a fun thing. Robin loves her Twitter. Robin is on Twitter right now, actually. And, you know, what are some things that Robin talks about? Well, Robin talks about a lot of things. For one, Robin talks about Twitter. I just talked about Twitter a lot. I like talking about pussy. I like talking about, you know, boobs. I like boobs. I like talking about, you know, my boyfriend's kind of cool sometimes. Don't tell him I said that. But I kind of like him, you know. I also enjoy cooking. If you saw my private story, I made some pancakes the other day. They didn't turn out that well, but you know what? That's okay. Because life is all about making mistakes and trying again. And so, you know, maybe I'll make pancakes again someday. You never know. I'm good at making Mexican rice. That's about all I can cook. I can make a quesadilla too. Brown people things, right? I'm brown. I make brown people food. I don't make white people food. The white man eats pancakes. I don't eat pancakes. I am not the white man. But you know what? I'm happy with my Mexican rice, and I'm happy with what I can achieve. And I'm happy that I like boobs, and I like my boyfriend, and I like pussy, and I like talking about pussy on Twitter. So, I think today will be a very good day to talk and just, you know, what is there to talk about today? I'm, you know, I'm a big fan of talking, you could say. I'm a big fan of shaking people's hand. I'm a big fan of looking them in the eye and being like, I like pussy. And they're like, shut the fuck up, Robin. And I'm like, you know what? That's probably a good idea. I'm not really good at talking. I'm really good at making stupid jokes, and I'm really good at making people uncomfortable, because I make dirty jokes, and then people think I'm a hoe. But you know what? I've never had sex, and I've only done drugs once, and that was with my boyfriend, and I didn't really like it that much. But people tend to think that I'm on something all the time, and you know what? That's understandable, because I am kind of out there. I'm kind of always talking about something stupid. I'm kind of like forgetting what I said half the time. I'm going through a sentence and I'm like, what the fuck did I just say? And they're like, oh, it's me. I'm like, I'm probably on drugs. But the only real drug I do is I'm always on caffeine. Actually, I have broken my caffeine addiction. I really need to take that out of my Twitter bio, because I have not had a Venom in a month now. I only had one caffeine pill all of March, and that was the last day of school because I was tired as hell. I'm telling you what. My Mormon boyfriend broke my caffeine addiction. Before him, I was on a caffeine bender. I was taking, you know, three caffeine pills, you know, at once. My heart, like, you could see the veins in my hands. It really wasn't healthy. But you know what? Now that my boyfriend has reformed me, I feel like a new person. I feel tired all the time. But now that I get to stay at home, and now that, you know, COVID-19, you know, the whole spiel. I'm sure you're tired of hearing about that shit. You know, I'm at home all the time. I've been at home for about a month now anyway, because I wrecked my car in February. So I've been quarantined because I can't fucking drive. Haven't been able to fucking drive for a month. You know, it's all good. I'm just big chilling at home, you know, tweeting, talking about pussy, thinking about boobs, you know. So, you know, making a little food. I think everyone's been working on their cooking skills lately, and, you know, that's a real good thing, you know. Everybody should know how to, you know, make a pancake. Unfortunately for me, I do not know how to make a fucking pancake, but that's okay. It's a learning experience, and that's what life is about, learning how to make the white man's food. Because if you don't learn by yourself, the white man will eventually teach you, and that is what we're avoiding here. We're avoiding being used by the white man. My boyfriend's white. I love him. He's the best. He's really something. My boyfriend has really improved my health, my mental health, and my physical health, because he's got me off the whole caffeine thing now. He really encourages me to be more vulnerable with him. I'm really not good at talking about my emotions. That's okay. I talk about pussy, not my feelings. Haven't had feelings in a long time. I got, you know, had a bad relationship this summer. You know, everybody knows that. Everyone knows Robin's a mess. But you know what? That's okay. I'm a mess. You're a mess. We're all a mess. I'm bad at talking about my emotions. Some people aren't, and that's okay. I'm not really an emotional person, but my boyfriend has helped me be more emotional. I prefer a more lighthearted approach to life. I prefer to laugh instead of cry. You know, I prefer to be a more happy person. And I do try to be the happiest I can be. I enjoy making people happy. I enjoy laughing at stupid jokes and things like that. So, you know, I hope this podcast doesn't get too stupid. You know, I think I'm actually going to talk about, like, more serious things now and again. But for now, I just want to keep it lighthearted, and I just want to have a good time with this. I really don't know who's going to listen to this. Probably not that many people. But, you know, you never know. And so I think it's important to really just think about your audience and think about who's listening to this. What do I really want to say? Because I've been realizing how many people actually see my Twitter, and it kind of scares me. But I am not one to think about when people are judging me, and I think that's very clear if you've ever talked to me. I'm very, don't really have a filter, just kind of talking about whatever, you know. And so hopefully I can make this podcast funny. You know, it's probably just gonna be me rambling. Like, it's fucking 2 a.m. I'm just rambling into my phone right now. But, you know, it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna be great. I think we're gonna have a good time. It's gonna be really funny. It's gonna be real good. It's gonna be a lot of, you know, talking. So, yeah, okay. Thank you for listening. And, you know, hopefully I can figure this out, because this is kind of new. So, yep, okay, bye. Listening. This is Robin. It's Tuesday, March 24th, 2020, 1:30 a.m. And, you know, thanks for being here. Hope you're having a really good day, whatever you're doing. See you on the flip side, kid. Love you. Drive like lightning, crash like thunder. I'm so glad you're here today. And whoever you are, just know that I love you and I hope you're having an amazing week and I hope you're happy and I hope that you enjoy my podcast and I hope you're happy. I just said that. I'm so sorry. I love you. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you so much.